Hey family, it's Tara Chantel. We teach others how to fall madly in love with themselves authentically, unapologetically, while still focusing on the spiritual evolution to this life. Thank you so much for joining me today. I want to talk to you about something real. Something real, real. And I want to give you the game on it real quick. So if I can just have a few minutes of your time. Because I have noticed we are trying to find our purpose. But let's talk about identifying our purpose instead of finding it, going after it, chasing after something, and looking outside of ourselves. How about I suggest another way by identifying your purpose? Because you are a purpose just as is. And we seem to overlook the simple things we take for granted that we just so good at. Naturally, we are truly gifted at. But usually, society has us seeking outside of ourselves for validation. When purpose is right within all of us, right within. The first step of identifying your purpose is noticing what you are good at naturally. Naturally. For example, I am amazing at having conversations with strangers, with everyone, with a kid, a homeless man, a grown man or a little boy, a young lady, my older sister, the OG, the janitor, the teacher, the grocery clerk, the cashier. This is a skill that I've noticed that truly elevates me and surpasses others. Just a simple human-to-human interaction. And people need to be taught this. This is when you can identify your purpose when you study yourself. When you study yourself, take time to thrive in solitude. This will then have you begin to have awareness of what you think, of the process of your mind. This will bring the awareness of how you will evolve as a spiritual being. Number two, to identify your purpose, is what makes you mad? What triggers you? What pushes your buttons? Whatever triggers you or makes you upset, hurts your feelings, it makes you feel some type of way, is usually your call to fix it, to be the solution to the problem. If you spot a problem and you do not like it, it makes you so angry. If you see somebody littering, that just, you know what, that just sets it off. That's because you are called to create a whole littering business organization that is a nonprofit to help clean Mother Earth. We cannot look past what we are good at naturally. And we cannot look past off of the problem that makes us feel some type of way. This is edging us to be the solution to the problem. This is how to identify our purpose. Number three, we gotta keep it simple. We have to start appreciating the little things we take for granted by staying in gratitude of this process. This is a never-ending journey of awakening, of success. But if you don't define your success instead of comparing society, instead of comparing Instagram, these social networks, other people's success to what is your success, is what's going to elevate and protect your mental health. You have to define what makes you successful. What makes me successful is being able to share knowledge, to breathe every single day, to smile, to live out my calling, to get to do what I love every single day, to connect with others, to be called on and dependent on. We all matter and we all play such a huge role to this puzzle, but we have to realize how much we do matter and not compare someone else's success to our success. You can be successful right where you're at doing what you love. Instead of going outside of yourself and comparing yourself, which is the thief of all joy, and looking internally how you are achieving everything you set to do, how you wrote down your goals and you checking it off left and right, how you are providing for self and investing in self and loving self every day, this is success. If you get to do what you love every day and you smiling, you win. This is a game. This is a game. And if you have joy playing this game, you win. You win at this game of life. But number four, we can't take everything so seriously and so personal. It's not meant to be hard. Life is meant to flow to you naturally, just as what you are so gifted at. But you will identify what you are really gifted at once you know yourself, once you love yourself and you stand on that. But you cannot care what other people think. That's number five. To identify your purpose, you can't care what people think about you, what they're gonna say. What is Sandy and Nana and Boo Boo gonna say about me if I, what I feel is right? What is Snackleback or Boo Boo Head gonna comment and say if I post this? We have to get out of our own way and eliminate the negative talk. This is negative talk of what we have been programmed by society to have us stay stagnant and live in fear. We have to not give a fuck. Excuse my language, but we have to stop caring so much of what other people have to say and do what we feel is right. And that is going off of number six, is trust your intuition. Listen to your intuition. That is God speaking to you, telling you to do what you gotta do for today. Start with a to-do list, with small things that you have to get done. And this is you living your purpose here. You're not going outside of yourself trying to find it, trying to chase after it. You are having a set to-do list of what you need to get done, and this is your pathway to success. But if you are discombobulated and you don't have a planner, you don't have a journal, no wonder why you frazzled, dazzled. You got anxiety because you feel like you got to do this, you got to do that, you got to do this, you got to do that, but you don't have nothing written down. Write down all your ideas. This is what I do, family. When I got an idea to make a video or to make a skit or to write a book, I write it down and I let it out. And then I manifest it into reality just like that. But I don't try hard to manifest my goals. I let it out of my head, and then when it's gonna get done, it's gonna get done. We add so much pressure by having this timeline. Like, oh, in 5 years, I gotta be a millionaire. In 6 years, I gotta do this. In 7 years, I gotta complete this. It's your time, God. Trust God's timing on your life. You are going to get done what you are meant to get done on your mission. Your mission in life is to identify your purpose and do that every day. Whether it's big or small, whatever you're trying to compare it to, it is so purposeful and it's so needed on this planet. We need you here to act on what you were called to do. While you trust in your intuition and shutting off the negativity and not listening to what your neighbor gotta say, your mama gotta say, your daddy, your baby daddy, your uncle, what anybody gotta say, you gotta shut off the noise and do what sets your soul on fire. Do what makes you so joyful every single day, that brings you so much joy, and you'll do it without getting paid to do it. Find what you would do without getting paid to do it, and then the money is gonna come raining on ya. The money is gonna come raining on ya. You can't stop the money, cause you the money magnet. Remember that, you are the money magnet. Money loves you. You don't need to chase it. You don't need to find it. You don't gotta be desperate for it. Money flocks to you. You own money. Money does not own you. Remember that. Thank you so much, family, for tuning in for this chat, for this talk of identifying our purpose. I pray you grab a nugget out of this and you go after what you were called to do. Pick up that phone today, okay? Because you got things to do, baby.